This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1408. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, especially the dynamic medium of international shortwave between the AM and FM bands. On this edition, recorded May 13th, turning off another shortwave site. New frequencies for Spain, Ethiopia, Sudan, North Korea, WBCQ. English from Saudi Arabia and Kurdistan. More Myanmar monitoring and Chengdu 2. Equatorial Guinea and Elcor revived, and the propagation outlook. If you're listening to a station which upcut our opening words, I repeat, this is World of Radio 1408. Kai Ludwig in Germany tells us, well-placed sources hint that the Russian transmitter operator, RTRS, intends to close down its shortwave facilities at Samara, perhaps by the end of the current A08 season. If so, it would be the third shutdown of a major shortwave site in the former Soviet Union after Brovary in Ukraine and Yekaterinburg. And it would be by no means a surprise. Just compare the amount of installed capacity with remaining demand for airtime, if not for Samara in particular, for the facilities in Europe and Russia altogether. It does not appear to be an exaggeration to call the situation precarious. And the equipment has noticeably started to deteriorate. For example, the long-established Samara relay of China in French 2030 on 7320. It's still an old phone-quality feed, and the transmission was accompanied by a nasty hiss. Jari Savolainen in Finland adds, some days ago I read news that electricity prices in Russia will gradually rise remarkably during the following few years. That will affect the cost of operating big transmitter sites. Kai suspects development companies are already at work on plans for the Samara site. Wolfgang Büschel says it's surrounded by suburbs and dacha areas. The property and building construction firms are waiting in the wings. Samara sites were always of bad sound quality for the past decade, and the broadcasts will be easily taken over by capacity at other sites at Armavir and Krasnodar. Dan Goldfarb in England says the imminent closure of Samara will surely mean an end to the strange anomaly of Radio Tatarstan. Where will the 50-minute broadcasts at 0410, 610, and 810 come from? Samara is near, but not within the Tatar Republic. Well, there's a lot more discussion in recent issues of DX Listening Digest, such as 8059, of the intriguing history of the Samara site, which goes back to World War II, when Samara, then known as Kuibyshev, was actually substituting for Moscow as the center of government for security reasons. It's getting hard to find a usable frequency for Voice of Russia and English to North America in our evenings. In fact, one listener was questioning whether they were still on the air. There's a long-standing collision. Don't know why. Nothing has been done about it on 9665. VOR is using that via Moldova. From 0200 UT onwards, it might be one of their better frequencies, but at 0300, China Radio International is relayed from Brazil in Spanish on the same frequency, and that's what we hear in Oklahoma overriding Russia. To make matters worse, the CRI relay is a very poor undermodulated audio quality. In Australian DX News, Roman Pankov in Bulgaria reports hearing an unidentified station in Russian on 6660. April 18th. In lower sideband until 1932 and then switching to upper, with religious programs in Russian, but not parallel to WYFR or TWR. According to Manu Ritala and WRTH and Russian sources from the OpenDX forum, this frequency, 6660, is one of the beloved pirate frequencies for former Soviet operators. In case you've tried to listen to Radio PMR from Pridnestrovia, and their propaganda always sounds the same, it may actually be the same as a broadcast long ago. Kai Ludwig in Germany was listening to 6040 to North America, starting German at 2244 on May 8th. But they announced this is the program for Monday, the 17th of December, 2007. Do they just play out whatever old stuff they have if no new material is at hand? Also, he says, unclean audio with distortion on sibilance, sharp gating like in old Soviet days. Radio Prague, Czechia, is offering a special 85th anniversary QSL. But this will be available only for reports of the broadcast on Sunday, May 18th. Steve Lehrer in Michigan observes that their 1300 UT broadcast in English to North America is heard well on 13580. Another one during the daytime is at 2000 on 11600 aimed at Oceania, but he hears it in North America. And there are many more English broadcasts from Prague on into our evenings. We have several reports of the new private German shortwave station, Radio 700, on 6005. It's also low power, about 1 kilowatt, so all the reports so far have come from Europe. Björn Fransson in Sweden was hearing it on May 5th at 0525. Christer Brunström in Sweden also reports to SW Bulletin May 10th at 1300. Wolfgang Büschel says they were testing at least for 1 week to assess how good the reception would be, but we're not sure if they're now in the air constantly. We've been trying to pin down the correct schedule for the co-official languages segment on Radio Exterior de España, co-official meaning token 5-minute newscasts in Catalan, Galician, and Basque. One schedule showed 12:45 to 13 UT Monday through Friday. Another showed them 5 minutes earlier. Well, as monitored on May 7th, they did start at 12:40 for 5 minutes each. Trouble is, the final segment, supposed to be in Basque at 12:50, has actually been mostly in Castilian, and the times do vary slightly. The best frequency here is the Costa Rican relay on 15170. Some weeks ago, we noted that both Spain and Vatican were broadcasting in English to Africa at 20 UT on the same frequency, 11625. Quite a collision even here in North America, not to mention in the target area. Well, now that is being resolved. Jose Bueno in Spain tells us that, according to Antonio Buitrago of REE, his station is moving 5 kilohertz to 11620 starting May 15th. I observe, so now, instead of colliding with the Vatican, they're colliding with All India Radio on 11620, which at 19 to 21 UT is in English, Hindi, and English again from Bangalore, aimed at Europe, and sometimes reaching North America if it's not blocked by Spain. So I'm afraid this is no improvement. There's been a lot of discussion in DX Listening Digest recently about the remaining shortwave broadcasts from Morocco. The Briche site apparently no longer in use, not only by the Americans, but by the Moroccans, at least on the 19-meter band. According to the WRTH update, the Nador site is now carrying Radio Marocain at 09 to 15 on 15340 to Europe, and then at 15 to 22, 15345 to Africa. Nador also carries Radio Mediterranean on 9575. It's not always clear what the azimuths of these are. One of them appears to be 110 degrees, which is not toward much Arabic-speaking West Africa. Craig Seeger on a DX expedition in New South Wales reports in his Australian DX News column that he has also heard the reactivated Radio Nigeria from Enugu on 6024.95. It came up out of nowhere April 24th at 2203 with news and an English ID in the music. It faded up and down, but it was strong on peaks with distorted audio. Radio Africa Equatorial Guinea, as we previously reported, was active for only 1 week on 15190, April 11th to 17th, but it did return on May 8th. During the afternoon here, or the evening there, we heard it around 2000 UT with the usual American preachers, but only on May 8th. It's apparently back for only that one occasion so far. Björn Fransson in Sweden was also looking for it on May 3rd on 15190 at 1730, but heard instead Radio Pilipinas in its scheduled two-hour broadcast in Tagalog with some English elements. However, it faded out after about 15 minutes. So until 1930 UT, you may be hearing that. Don't assume it's Equatorial Guinea. DX Mix News Bulgaria says that TDP has another station, a target broadcast to Ethiopia. And this, as a matter of fact, is via the Samara Russia transmitter we were mentioning earlier. It's called Addis Dimts Radio in Amharic. It's Sundays only at 16 to 17 on 17875. DX Mix News has also put together the new schedule for Southern Sudan Interactive Radio Instruction via several sites. They've added a number of frequencies and changed some others. The Monday, Wednesday, Friday broadcast at 13 to 1330 UT, which we've been hearing on Myerton, South Africa, 15325, is moving off that frequency, but now has three going at once, 12070, 15390, and 15485. The morning broadcast at 0630 to 07 from South Africa is on 15660, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, but also, and not necessarily parallel, from UAE on 15530. Furthermore, at the same time, Monday through Friday, from Skelton, UK on 15760 and Kigali, Rwanda on 11905. Following up our recent note that Cairo's Arabic service on 6290 to North America was closing 1 hour earlier because of daylight shifting time at 0200, here's another Arabic service from Cairo, also closing an hour earlier than before. It's Radio Wadi El Nil on 9250. Brian Alexander, Pennsylvania, heard them signing off at 2200 instead of 2300. That was on May 12th, and I suspect they're also opening an hour earlier at 16 instead of 17. In communication of the British DX Club, Dave Kinney says that Saudi Arabia's English service at 10 to 1230 UT is now difficult to hear on 15250. So if you really need to hear English from BSKSA, there is an alternative. 17785 from 0750 to 0800, at least as heard on 3 days in mid-April, identifying as Radio Riyadh. This is actually unintentional before switching to the French broadcast on the same frequency starting at 0800. Sometimes it opens earlier, so you can hear the end of the local English service. Although it'll be difficult to hear very far in the summer, Ruman Pankov in Bulgaria tells Australian DX News that Voice of Iraqi Kurdistan still has an English hour at 16 to 17 UT on 6335, as heard on April 30th. They had English news, commentary, rap songs, and even the theme from Love Story. Although not in English, you might have better luck hearing this station in the morning between sign-on at 0340 and fade-out at 0555. From Eurasia.net via the Media Network blog, the U.S. government is planning to beam Azeri language radio broadcast into Iran to influence opinion among the significant ethnic Azeri population. New programming was proposed in the State Department budget beginning in October this year. It must first be approved by Congress. If approved, RFERL would begin broadcasting 2 hours a day of Azerbaijani language programming on shortwave into Iran. The U.S. already has 24 hours a day of programming via Radio Farda in Farsi. However, this item does not appear to be completely correct. It says RFERL already broadcasts in Azeri, but the 2008 World Radio TV Handbook shows that language Azeri only under Voice of America half an hour daily. The VOA language schedule calls it Azerbaijani. RFERL does have a radio Azadlik in Azeri, but not on medium wave or short wave. It looks like there is more unneeded over-specialization in U.S. international broadcasting. Yes, I echo the attitude of Kim Andrew Elliott. Standard disclaimer, you're monitoring the 1,408th World of Radio. Check our website for much more info and access to the archive of DX Listening Digests, upon which this program is based, worldofradio.org. We invite your comments and input to WORADIO at yahoo.com or P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702, USA. Since the A08 frequency change from 15265 to 17700, for Radio Seoul, the U.S. PSYOP station, to Afghanistan, transmitted from Rampisham, UK, I have barely been able to hear it, due to the higher frequency and generally poor propagation, but I finally was able to hear it once again on May 13th. Only a poor to fair signal from 1332. And I found that they were still playing the same recording as ever since last fall, because the music CD was sticking at the time it always does, 1346 to 1349 UT. Furthermore, we recognize the same old but enjoyable music past 1420. Last week we had a report that Bangladesh Betar was keeping its 4750 transmitter on the air later than before. Now it's also on the air earlier than before, via Alakesh Gupta, Kumri X, Gautam Kumar Sharma in Assam. I was hearing Bangladesh Betar 4750 earlier in the morning at 0230 UT, with news in Bengali at 0300. Thought it might be because of Cyclone Nargis hitting Bangladesh as well as Myanmar, but there was nothing about it mentioned on that transmission. Later, the next few days, 4750 was found to be on the air as early as 0100. Then Anker Petersen in Denmark via Daria Monferini reports this, signing on another hour earlier at 2359 UT until fade out at midnight 25 on May 11th. As you reported last week, the Myanmar shortwave frequencies were missing as the cyclone hit, but they've started to come back since then. Here are some reports about that. Seichi Hasegawa in Japan of Nagoya DX Circle says, I was able to receive the nighttime broadcast on 5985 until May 3rd. The Defense Forces station on 5770 was heard until May 5th. He thinks it may have been an electricity outage rather than direct damage to the transmitters and antennas. Ron Howard in California reports that May 8th was the first day that 5985 resumed broadcasting after being off for several days, heard before and after 1400 UT. Usually they play easy-listening pop music, but then there was non-stop talk and many mentions of Myanmar. Interference from BBC Thailand 5980 after 1400. On May 10th, Ron Howard says Myanmar radio on 5985 was back to their usual format of mostly music. May 10th at 1301 to 1533, including English at 1530. The Defense Forces station, which is, I think, beyond the worst-hit area in Tongye, on 5770, continued to be reported. Ron Howard heard it May 10th at 1335, and Yari Savonainen in Finland was hearing it May 10th. From tune-in at 1507, it'll sign off around 1530. And an update as of May 9th from Victor Gunatilaka in Sri Lanka, DX Asia, via the Media Network blog. On May 8th, I heard the first broadcast at 0730 on 9730, and nothing after that till May 9th at midnight 30, sign on 7185. On the evening of May 9th, 5985 also back, but signing off at 1430, a sesqui hour earlier than usual. As for the subsequent earthquake disaster in Sichuan, there's not much to monitor there on shortwave normally, but we do have this from Seiji Hasegawa in Japan of NDXC. Sichuan PBS, the minority service in Chengdu, was off the air. He could not receive it on 7225 during the local evening of May 12th. Maybe damage from the earthquake. However, 6060 from Xichang continued to be heard. Here's another report of earthquake area monitoring. Ron Howard in California heard PBS 2 Sichuan on 6060 May 13th at 1331 to 1404 in Chinese. Not the usual music, but mostly conversations. Even with a quake, this one is still on the air. For the last few weeks, it's been heard with above average reception, fair to almost good. Takahito Akabayashi in Japan tells DX Listening Digest of an interesting station, which is actually utility, but broadcasts water traffic information for the Changjian River. According to Chinese media, Changjiang Maritime Security Information Center, number 134 in Wuhan, Hubei, is on 8794 USB and FM 156.65 five times a day at midnight, 3, 6, 9, and 14. I assume the times are UT. at 0900. They also have news and weather information. In communication of the British DX Club, Dave Kenny says CRI has recently been relaying Easy FM, their local English language service for Beijing, rather than the external service. Heard several times in April around 21 to 22 via Albania on 5960 and 7285. Easy FM has programs such as China Drive, a mix of very fast chatter and music, which is clearly not intended for listeners abroad. Well, this is really nothing new. Roger Tidy in the UK says, this program is indeed intended mainly for the domestic audience, but relayed daily for listeners abroad on CRI frequencies ever since it started a year or two ago. Confusion arises because the presenters refer to their station as Easy FM at some times and China Radio International at other times. There are two editions of the program for morning and evening. Only the morning edition is relayed to listeners abroad. The presenters have poor diction and are hard to understand, even though they're speaking English. In a band scan looking for Firedrake jamming, I found an interesting far out-of-band frequency, 14410, May 12th at 1416. Although I only heard Firedrake, no doubt that was there to block Sound of Hope, one of the clandestine broadcasts from Taiwan. Concerning clandestines, or if you prefer, target broadcasts for North Korea, Ron Howard in California says he sent the operators of Shokaze or Seabreeze, JSR, in Japan, that's the one about people abducted by North Korea, he sent them a note saying that their alternate frequency to avoid jamming on 6020 had interference from Echo of Hope, that being 6005 versus 6003. They were on 6005 for about 9 days, but as of May 9th, they returned to 6020 for the half-hour broadcast at 14 UT, which on certain days of the week is in English. He also received an additional unsolicited QSL, mentioning that their current frequencies, 5965, 6045, 6005, and 6020, some of those being alternates to avoid jamming, they hope. As Hasegawa in Japan tells us, Voice of Free Radio in Korean changed its schedule. It had been at 11 on 15755 via Armenia. Now it's at 16 to 1630 on 11640. According to DX Mix News Bulgaria, besides the new frequencies via Armenia we mentioned last week for a couple of other North Korean clandestines, they have additional frequencies. Radio Free Chosun at 12 to 13 via Taiwan on 11540. Voice of Wilderness at 13 to 14 on 11640 via Irkutsk, Russia. Furthermore, North Korea Reform Radio via Taiwan is now at 13 to 1330 on 9950 and 1330 to 14 on 9585. Free North Korea Radio is at 14 to 16 on 11560 and 19 to 21 on 7530, both via Dushanbe, Tajikistan. In the shortwave sites Yahoo group, Ian Baxter in Australia says the Catholic Radio Network CRN, now defunct in Papua New Guinea, which was taken over in Port Moresby by Radio Maria, has not progressed over the past 12 months. Currently only on FM, Viva Nemo shortwave station 4960 is currently off the air with damage to the power supply. No news on when it might be fixed. Now that Deutsche Welle, in Arabic via Rwanda, putting a good signal into North America, has moved off 15420 from 17 to 21, WBCQ has resumed trying that frequency instead of 17495. But WBCQ was audible under Deutsche Welle, which is still on 15420 between 14 and 16 in Russian, the first hour via the UK. I could barely make out the distinctive intonation of that New Mexico preacher. But after 1600, BCQ is more or less in the clear on 15420, so perhaps they will stay. Richard Parker in Pennsylvania reports to the Nasswood Journal, hearing the third harmonic of WSRC in Fairbluff, North Carolina on 4440, April 3rd at 0350 to 0555, with some very enjoyable programming, old-time radio during the first hour and bluegrass music during the second. He says it just doesn't get any better. for me, an outstanding signal, 70 dB, and full quieting at times. So I wonder if anyone else has heard since this third harmonic of 1480. And Richard, we'd love to have more reports from you, but DX Listening Digest is not published on paper. Paul B. Walker in South Carolina tells IRCA and other lists that there's been a format and call letter change concerning an X-band station in Orlando, Florida, both owned by Rama Communications. On May 6th, 1600 WOKB became WLAA, and 1680 WLAA became WOKB. WLAA was Que Buena in Spanish, but now WOKB on 1680 is the all-new Smooth Sounds of Gospel. And he says both 1600 and 1680 are notorious for not powering down, which means that X-band 1680 might be running 10 kilowatts at night and more easily heard worldwide. Raul Saavedra in Costa Rica has been keeping an ear on 5954, where there have been tests of that Elcor transmitter in Guapiles, Costa Rica, for reasons unknown. It had been missing for some time. Then it was discovered that the hour had been moved earlier. Furthermore, it usually wasn't on the air on weekends, but he did hear it Saturday, May 10th, until closing at 21:57, playing what else? As always, Mana in concert. It probably started at 2100. I'm not going to waste time refuting Arnie Coro's claim that reporting Havana frequencies to ITU is sufficient to avoid collisions without participating in HFCC. I will, however, say this. Next time the ungrateful SOBs at Radio Havana Cuba accuse the USA of genocide, as they do every day or even every hour, as one of their main commie talking points, along with the five heroes, remember this. The Associated Press is quoted in The Week magazine of April 6th as follows. The United States is Cuba's top food supplier, despite a 45-year-old embargo against trading with Castro's communist government. Congress passed a law in 2000 that authorizes the sale of food to Cuba, provided it pays in cash. As mentioned last week, now I have heard Radio Santa Cruz Bolivia on 6134.8. Must be the best bet for that country in North America in our evenings. It had been signing off at 0108 UT, but on UT Sunday, May 11th, it stayed on until about 0130. Lots of Andean music and applause, so it may have been a live event. The spring TVFMDX season has been slow to start, well, at least unless you're along the Gulf Coast. Steve Wiseblood in South Padre Island was hearing Campeche by Tropo, 620 miles, May 10th at 23:30 on 101.9. As for Sporadic E, I finally had some up to Channel 2 television the afternoon of May 13th. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued May 13th. A&K indices peaking at 30 and 5 on May 20th with a minor geomagnetic storm, 5 and 2 until May 19th and after June 3rd. Solar flux dropping from 70 May 23rd to 68 through June 8th. Of course, these low flux figures mean shortwave propagation in general continues to be quite poor. Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio 1408.